The making of a hailstone on this moment of science. Storm clouds contain violent updrafts and downdrafts that carry air and moisture up and down inside the cloud. Even on a hot summer day on the ground, the top of a storm cloud may be 40,000 feet high in air well below freezing. As the warm updraft in the cloud carries moisture to the top of the cloud, the moisture freezes around dust or other particles in the air. As the ice particles get bigger or get caught in a downdraft, they drop through the cloud, picking up more moisture as they go. Most raindrops begin as ice particles that fall from clouds and either melt or evaporate before they reach the ground. But in the tall, violent storm clouds of summer, falling ice particles often get caught in updrafts before they leave the cloud and are carried back up again. When an ice particle returns to the freezing temperatures above, the moisture it picked up on the way down turns into a layer of ice, and the small ice particle becomes a hailstone. Each time the hailstone falls to the cloud and is carried back to the top, it accumulates another layer of ice. If you cut open a large hailstone, you can see the layers inside. How big a hailstone gets depends on the strength of the updraft. The largest hailstone ever recorded was over 5 inches in diameter, weighed over 1.5 pounds, and fell on Coffeyville, Kansas, in September of 1970. It's ironic that the largest form of frozen precipitation falls during the warmest part of the year, but that's when we get the biggest storm clouds with the strongest updrafts. This moment of science comes from Indiana University. We're on the web at amomentofscience.org. I'm Don Glass.